Louis Armstrong, hanging out with the Velma Middleton and serving up all that meat and no potatoes. And my favorite thing about that song, well, is that it motivated one of the students who worked here at this radio station to come in and ask me why all those songs about food. And I said, well, they're not really about food. And he didn't understand what that meant, but I think he may by now. So let me tell you about my next guest. George Duran hosts the Food Network show Ham on the Street, and he's the second host of The Secret Life of. It's one of my favorite shows on the Food Network. He is a popular chef and entertainer. He attended culinary school in Paris, excuse me very much. He appeared on France's Culinary Network Cuisine TV, on Pop Cuisine, which was nominated for a 7 d'Or, that's a French Emmy. We all have to keep the French accent going, I think. Best Cable Show Award and won a 2003 Silver Grape Gastronomic Award. Duran also wrote culinary articles for the French edition of FHM magazine, and he hosted shows on the Latin music TV station HTV. He's performed comedy sketches on WABC radio. I don't know if he's called Sarah Palin lately, but we can ask him. And he worked on air at WPLJ FM in New York, and he lives here in the New York metro area. He has a brand new book out called Take This Dish and Twist It, and we're going to be giving you a chance to win your very own copy. It's Comfort Foods with New and Unexpected Flavors. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I am finally here.
You are finally here.
And let me say, you have a lovely home.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, George visited my home this morning. I probably wouldn't have outed you on that, but since you did, he visited my home thinking that that's where the studios were.
Well, I was checking out the foliage here, and by the way, New Jersey is just sublime. I used to live in New Jersey for some time, actually, for 3 years, and I forgot how beautiful the foliage can get here.
Oh, yeah, isn't that something?
Oh, it's so lovely.
You live in a place where, you know, I used to live in Hoboken, and I missed the trees so much.
Yeah.
I used to go off to Maine and come back and just be bereft.
Just to get part of that. But we're talking about food today,
aren't we? About food. Now, wait a minute. Now, this is important, you guys. First of all, we need to let you know how you can get food. Free food from George, who's more skillful at this than the average bear. He's going to be signing books, his new cookbook, Take This Dish and Twist It, on Thursday, November 6th at 7 o'clock at the Borders Books at Columbus Circle. Hey, I know where that is. That's right where our friends at Jazz at Lincoln Center are.
That's right, right
hey,
there.
Hey, how cool is that? And in Brooklyn at the Barnes & Noble in Park Slope on Saturday, November 8th at 3 p.m. And now, George just skidded in here. So I got to tell you, he brought me these two very, very seductive looking boxes in brown wrapping. And he says, are you kidding me? Everybody who buys a book is going to get this free food?
It's not free food, actually. They're kitchen gadgets.
Kitchen gadgets?
Well, please open them up. Take a look at that. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. You know, because I'm from New York, I said, you know, I want to do a special book signing, and I want the people who come and see me in Columbus Circle or the one in Park Slope, whenever they purchase a book, I'll give them all these kitchen gadgets. And I was able to amass all these kitchen gadgets. I have really cool ones also, actually, and just give them away. So anyone who comes to Columbus Circle, purchases a book, which is what we're going to talk about, of course, because the book is really worth it.
Even Take This Dish and Twist It.
Even without the kitchen gadgets, I promise you, it's well worth the price.
Well worth the price, just for the lovely picture of George on the front.
Oh, please, don't say that. My mom says that all the time.
Oh, does she really?
All the time.
George, I just love the photos, especially of you. Now, there's lots of photos of food in here.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I spent some quality time with Take This Dish and Twist It, and some of my favorite sections are some of your must-have ingredients, George Duran.
Yes.
So let's talk about, we'll get to gadgets in a minute. This is so cool. I'm going to have to get a device and open these. You've got them so well wrapped. Well, fruit scoop and pineapple slicer set.
Yes, it is. And the other one is a safety can opener. It's actually a really cool, weird gadget. It's like a little crank on it, and you kind of open the
kind that opens it so that it's not sharp?
One of those.
I've wanted one of those. You just saved me from going on to QVC.com.
There you go. Very easy.
Okay, so
let me tell you about the ingredients.
Let's talk about ingredients. Well, things that we really should have in our kitchen.
The book pretty much has a lot of humor in it, but it also has some guides for you to when you go into the kitchen for the first time. And some of it is something like your my top 10 must-have ingredients in my kitchen. And they range from one thing to the other, from solids to liquids to gases. You can't imagine, as long as you have these ingredients in your home, you can cook anything. You can make any dish even better. So I have, for example, bacon as my number three. You put bacon on anything, I believe. You put bacon and you wrap it into anything, and I'm telling you, it tastes like 10 times better. That's my opinion.
And we have to have the real bacon. We can't use the turkey stuff?
You know, the turkey stuff? No.
Fine. He almost gave us some slack, but it didn't work.
But if you're looking into shaving off some calories, get a thinner slice of bacon. That's how I see it. You know, but don't eat as much bacon. But have one slice instead of five slices. But there's something about bacon that really, the fat as it melts around the food, whatever it is, it always flavors it. And I can't have enough of it.
Well, you see, I actually read the other day that if you're really hungry and you eat your shoe, if it's made of leather, there's actual nutrition in there. So if you have a slice of bacon and a shoe, you're good to go.
Wow. You're watching a lot of...
I don't know where I heard that.
No, you're watching... What's that movie with Charlie Chaplin?
No, I wasn't. Well, that's... I hit that story. That scene makes me weep. But no, I actually heard somewhere. It was probably one of those survival shows or something. So, okay. So bacon. We need bacon. And actually, I have to confess, I have bacon that I bought in a bag that so I can throw bits of it because
that's perfect.
Right?
That's
because then I use little bits of it and I get the flavor and not as much of the caloric content. What else, George Duran? What should we have in our kitchen?
Always have some red wine in there because any recipe that calls for liquid, any savory recipe that calls for liquid, you can always replace it with red wine. And when you reduce red wine, it really adds a lot of flavor to the dish.
And can you debunk for us? Some people say there's alcohol left after you cook it, and some people say there isn't. What's the truth?
Oh, there isn't that much. I mean, you have to reduce it to enough so you can definitely not have enough alcohol. So no, there isn't a lot of alcohol. Now, if you just reduce it for about 2 or 3 minutes, yes, there will be some lingering alcohol in there, and that's not bad either. But for the kids, just reduce it, and trust me, there won't be enough to really make a difference.
Okay, so if I'm on medication or something and I'm not allowed to have wine, I can put some in my food as long as I've simmered it for a while.
You know, don't sue me on this, but yeah, you can do that.
Well, that's true. That's a disclaimer for you.
Right.
Okay, fair enough. And tell us one more thing. George has 10 of them.
My
so if you want to get all 10, you're going to have to get your copy of Take This Dish and Twist It either by winning one today here on Anything Goes or meeting George at the Borders Books at Columbus Circle on Thursday, November 6th at 7 or at the Barnes & Noble in Park Slope in Brooklyn. Okay, so one more.
My number one must-have ingredient is curry paste. I'm telling you, curry paste is phenomenal because it dissolves so easily in liquids and solids at the same time. So if you're making a boring pasta and you're like, I need to add something to this, and even if you're making it from the package or the sauce from the bottle, if you add just a tablespoon of curry pasta, it's going to liven up those flavors instantly.
So now, where can I buy curry paste?
Any supermarket. Honestly, now you can find it in the international area of the supermarket.
No way.
No joke. Everywhere you can practically find curry paste right now.
Now, I have a question about curry paste, a personal question for
Please.
You. I have noticed that there's two kinds of curry paste. One has sort of a Jamaican island taste, and then there's the real Indian kind of flavor. How do we tell the difference?
Well, you need to look at the colors. Curry, in general, has many different flavors, many different combinations. So what I look for usually in curry paste is the mild one. Honestly, I like spicy food, but I need to take it easy because even mild curry paste can be a little spicy. So I look for the one that says mild on it and you're set to go pretty much. And also you want to go for the ones that are, well, Indian style curry paste. That's really what you're looking for. But mild curry paste, and you'll never go wrong with that.
Mild curry paste. Well, cool. And you're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, mixing up jazz, standards, classic pop, interviews, and hijinks. And today, we're throwing in a lot of food because we've got George Duran of the Food Channel with us talking about his brand spanking new book, Take This Dish and Twist It. And, well, there's some great recipes in here about how you can actually make food with things that are easily found in your cupboards. George, tell us about the potato chip frittata.
Well, let me tell you about the recipe itself. First of all, what I do is I take comfort foods. All right, so something like potato chips, for example.
Yeah, but there's a special story in here about the ricotta you made with potato chips on a particular day.
Oh my goodness! You know, one time I was at a wedding in a friend's house in France, actually, and what ended up happening is I ended up getting to a situation where I had to cook brunch for everybody the day after the wedding.
Because you're the cooking guy.
Yeah, I'm the cooking guy. And they grabbed me and they said, go do brunch. And on that Sunday, for some reason, because of a holiday, there were no supermarkets, no delis, nothing open in France out there. And what ended up happening was I just literally went to the farm next door, because this was out in the wilderness in France. I went out to the farm next door. I grabbed a bunch of eggs from the farmer next door. And I ended up making a frittata, a Spanish tortilla.
Uh-huh.
And a Spanish tortilla usually has potatoes, but where am I going to find potatoes? I have no idea. So I ended up taking these bags of potato chips that they had in their pantry in that house, and I grabbed all the bags of potato chips and I started pouring it inside of the egg mixture. I added some herbs I found in the garden, salt and pepper. I let it soak, and no joke, it was one of the best Spanish tortillas I've had in my life. They thought that I'd taken potatoes and I'd finally sliced them and I'd fried them fresh.
Well, somebody did.
Somebody did. But all I did was take potato chips and I mixed it with eggs and herbs and I made it to the Spanish tortilla. And I'm telling you, that recipe's in the book because it's a phenomenally easy recipe to make.
Oh my goodness. So I can actually make a good breakfast if I have a couple of eggs, a bag of potato chips laying around, and maybe a scallion.
You bet. And you know what? Stick with the gourmet potato chips, like the Terra chips. Because I'm telling you, it is unbelievably easy to make.
That is unbelievable. And you are tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. We're talking to George Duran of the Food Channel. And I don't think it can be emphasized enough that if you show up at George's book signing on Thursday, November 6th at the Borders Book Store at Columbus Circle in the Time Warner Building, you're going to get these cool gadgets, which I'm going to open in a minute so I can tell you about them. And we're going to be back with more from George Duran, more cooking tips and information. But right now, I want to pitch a trivia question to you and give you a chance to win one of these cool books, which George has just autographed for us, ladies and gentlemen. One of George's must-have ingredients, his top 10 must-have ingredients, is cilantro. Cilantro leaves, and I'm looking for the other name for cilantro. Cilantro is generally what's used when we're talking about Spanish cuisine, but when you're making Indian cuisine, they tend to call it another name. So if you know the answer and you want yourself a copy of this cool Take This Dish and Twist It book, give me a call at 201-692-2012. Please remember, you can win a contest every 90 days here on Anything Goes. That includes contests posted at the AnythingGoesRadio.com website. 201-692-2012. Oh, the phone lines are open and they're burning up, and we're going to serve up some frim-fram sauce while we find out who won.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the arsenate, with shafafa on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the frim-fram sauce with the arsenate, with shafafa on the side. Well, a girl, she really got to eat, and a girl, she should eat right. Five will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve me mine frying. I want the frim-fram sauce with the arsenate, with shafafa on the side. your chin. I'm gonna free myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve me mine fry. And I want the frim fram sauce with the others a day. Where's your papa on the side? On the side.
Hello, this is Barbara Streisand. Not really, it's Anne Hampton Calloway pretending to be Barbara Streisand. And I know Barbara would be really happy to know that Lise Avery has a wonderful show called Anything Goes. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, ladies and germs, we have two winners for that question. So if you're holding, let's not hold anymore. We'll pitch another trivia question to you on the other side of the 11 o'clock boop, and we'll give you your answer. So stick around. We've got more books from George Doran, and Take This Dish and Twist It on the other side of the 11 o'clock boop here on Anything Goes.
And soon he would come and get her. She said, no, no, I cannot go until I know you better. Tippy-tippy-tin, tippy-tin, tippy-tippy-tine, tippy-tine. He kept on stealing and he had a feeling she was satisfied. Tippy-tippy-tin, tippy-tin, tippy-tippy-tine, tippy-tine. She was saying, go, sir, so he held her, that's how he complied. One night when the moon was so mellow, ho, 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 Rosita met Manuelo. He held her, do-da-da-da-da, do-da-da-da-da-da. Met her, and soon he would come and he'd get her. But she said, no, no, I cannot go until I know you better.
It's the soundtrack to the American experience. It's Music America on WFDU Teaneck.
Is cellular technology hazardous to your health? Nationally known experts discuss the issues on Monday, November 10th at 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Wilson Auditorium on the Metropolitan Campus of Fairleigh Dickinson University in Teaneck, New Jersey. Experts in the field will discuss the science of wireless exposure and biological effects, along with